Every morning I say I need to pray. But then again, the water offerings I made 3 weeks ago are dried up now. And you can see the marks along the rims of the glasses. This is not to say I have forgotten my Buddhist beliefs, or the discipline involved in our daily practices towards spirituality. But sometimes I feel I have to put that aside to take care of the everyday things I do to live in New York City.
Thousands of monks have been arrested since the weekend. So for the past few days, the military's been busy
rounding them up. The recent events in Burma jolt me out of my American life and back to my roots. I was born in Burma, but my parents fled when I was a year and a half old. Now, I'm a political exile. To tell you the truth, I sometimes feel ashamed to call myself Burmese. How can I come from a nation that hasn't been able to free itself from a military dictatorship in 45 years? And the cries for help in Burma have jumped borders again. Many Burmese here are listening, weeping, protesting, and praying. I sit here and wonder what I can do. I think of my parents, Dr. Thai and Dr. Sanju, and what they have suffered. I spoke with my father, who invited me to a rally in front of the UN, where he was speaking. I went, but on my way there, I thought, is this really going to make a difference? My father, though, remains true to his cause.
I have the inborn responsibility to build my country, this concept in my blood. That's why I keep trying to get this situation to get democracy and freedom and justice for my country.
If it is his inheritance, is it also mine? As I contemplate, I listen to my father calling for embassies to shut down, UN peacekeepers to be sent instead of a UN envoy, and the people of Burma to take nonviolent action within the country.
Don't go to the work. All the students, don't go to school.
Still, I hold back. This nonviolent approach is going nowhere. It's a relationship of an abuser and an enabler. I'm not blaming the Buddhist way of life for the demise of my country, but sometimes it gets me angry that it's taking so long, and I just want to move on. At the rally, I tried to interview passersby, but none responded. Then, I noticed at the edge of the crowd someone who seemed to look curious about the protest. Something about him I connected with.
I'm George Tinsane. I'm a painter.
I learned he, like me, was once removed, and a political exile who was forced to leave Burma as a child 39 years ago.
Nonviolence is a stronger method in the long run. I would also think the military wants violent protests. They can handle violence, but they're afraid of nonviolence. It's an attitude where you are seemingly passive, but in fact, you're very, very active in the mind.
We fight with our spirit, and they fight with their guns. But will Burma be forgotten in her silence?
Very, very important chances.
My mother doesn't think so.
You have to find a way how to fight it back, even though we don't have weapons.
So what is our weapon? If we don't have a physical weapon, what is our weapon?
Nothing. We have a spirit, inspiration, all right? People's inspiration to get back our freedom, our democracy, our human rights. This inspiration you have to keep all the time.
This morning, I wash the glasses and fill them up to the rim with water for the offerings. To remember the things I'm thankful for. And now I'll go see if there's any word from Burma. For WNYC, I'm Sonda Tite.